Welcome to the Mac Effect. Today we have a slight season twist for you guys. I'm taking over for the day as we celebrate the conclusion of season 6. So join us. It will be full of surprises and it will be a blessing. Finale takeover. So congrats, brother. We made it.
Another season.
Yes, by the grace of God, full of great topics. But today we have a little bit of a kicker.
Okay.
And a little bit of surprises.
Surprises?
Yes.
Surprise!
Let's go.
So our little people, our favorite little people, will be joining us today to ask the host of the Mac Effect a couple of questions. So stay tuned. Okay, guys. So our favorite little ones came to surprise Mike as we celebrate the season finale because, again, the Mac Effect is a family environment and we want to bless everyone. And these little ones have some questions for Mike today. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start with the questions, guys. And we're starting off with Jordan. Jordan, what question would you like to ask your dad?
Dad, do you like Starbucks more or Dutch Bros more?
That's a good question. It's like I don't have Dutch Bros that often, so I guess I would have to go with Dutch Bros, but it's a tough one, but I will have to go with Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros.
Okay, now we're moving on to Abby. Abby, what is your question for Nino?
Let's go. Prepared with her list and everything. I love it.
Would you rather watch football your whole life or baseball?
Ooh, both good sports. I want to say baseball, but I think I'm going to go with football. Very good question. Very good question.
But go Dodgers?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. The Dodgers 100%. But
okay, next would be Miss Jenna.
In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A?
Serious question.
Well, it depends. Do I want beef or do I want chicken? You know, so I think I'm going to have to go with In-N-Out. I do like Chick-fil-A, but I'm going to go with In-N-Out. Good questions.
Good answer. Good questions. JJ, Mr. JJ?
Do you have a question?
I have a question. Which do you want to go at Monarch or Chick-fil-A?
Ooh, I love the sopita from Monarch. I like Monarch.
Spider-Man or Sonic?
I love playing Sonic with you. I love being Dr. Robotnik and your Shadow. Good job, Shadow.
Okay, so Jordan has his next question.
LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Ooh, Bobby, that's an easy question. That's an easy one. Why are you shaking your head already? You don't even know what I'm going to say.
LeBron James.
In my opinion, I think it's LeBron James. In my opinion. But Michael Jordan is definitely great. Definitely the first one to ever do it. So he did a lot of great things. That movie Air, have you seen the movie Air? Mm-hmm. Really good movie. Really good movie.
I liked it. I just watched. Okay, Miss Jenna, what is your question?
Ronaldo or Messi?
Ronaldo or Messi? That one, I'm not too familiar with soccer. I do love Messi, but on this one, I have to trust my son, CR7.
Your son? I'm the one who made him think that Ronaldo's better, bro.
So, I have to trust my daughter, CR7. Okay, JJ?
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is the blue.
Blue? Are you my friend or not?
You're my best friend. Are you my best friend?
Yes.
My best friend. Good.
Do you know that I love Jordan? You?
I do know that you love me. I love you.
So, do you love Ronaldo or LeBron James?
LeBron James or Ronaldo? That's a good question. Ronaldo.
Ronaldo?
Yes. Good question. Jorgensen, you have a question?
Yeah. What keeps you motivated to keep going?
Ooh, that's a good question, son. God, primarily. And you guys. You guys keep me going. You, Jordan. Days that I feel sad and alone, Genevieve. Days that I feel sad and alone, Abigail and JJ. You guys are the reason that I keep pushing. Good question. Good question.
Good question, Jordan. Miss Abigail?
Is it cold? Do you want a blanket or or sweater?
Ooh, I like sweaters. The Costco sweater.
Do you like a pumpkin or no pumpkins, only oranges?
Oranges.
You only like oranges?
Yes.
You don't want pumpkins?
I love throwing pumpkins really far. Abigail has a question? Silly rabbit.
Books from movies or the original movie?
Ooh. You know what? When you're reading books of a movie, you get a lot more detail in a book than at the movies. But, like anyone, it's just easier to watch a movie than reading the book. But yes. Yeah, good question. Good question. Genevieve?
How do you have hope when times get hard?
Having hope when times are hard.
Good question, Jenna.
We pray. We ask God to help us keep going even when we don't understand something. I do that with you guys. I tell you guys, hey, you guys might not know why this happened or that happened or whatever, but we pray. We ask God to give us strength to keep moving forward. And then you really look at, like, things that motivate you. That's what gives me the hope to keep going. So, like, you seeing you grow, seeing you achieve your good grades. Jordan Love, seeing you achieve your stuff in basketball and with your friends and at school. And, yeah, that's kind of what we do. We pray for one another.
Stay positive and continue to stay encouraged.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for coming and surprising JJ, Dad.
You have one more?
TikTok or YouTube?
I like YouTube. I like YouTube.
Or Instagram.
How you know what Instagram is? What's Instagram?
It's like a thing to watch or something.
Uh-huh.
Or just like play.
True. A lot of people use Instagram to play, 100%. YouTube, because we get to learn a lot of cool stuff on YouTube. Like the Demon Hunters. Hey, I have a
question. It's called K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Oh,
I have a question about it.
What's up?
Okay, let me just throw my
Huntrix or Saja Boys?
Say that again?
Huntrix or Saja Boys?
You know, like the girl
Yeah. Mm-hmm, I know. I'm a boy. Nah, just kidding, hun chicks.
Bro.
Who's your favorite child?
Ooh. You know what? I was actually thinking, I'm like, one of you is going to ask me that question. Of course, Genevieve asked me that question. But all of you have unique things that make you guys special. And I love figuring out who you guys are individually. And to me, it's like all of you have something special. All of you have something special. You're yes. An interceder. You have dreams. You have visions. You dream stuff and it happens. Jordan has present love. He shows a lot of like, let me take care of the people around mm-hmm. me. And then JJ is the one that's like, I'm not embarrassed or shy to go talk to anyone. He'll evangelize. He'll give. He'll do a lot of things. So it's really cool to see each one of you develop and become someone. Let's go. What time is it? Tell everyone what time is it.
It's 2:21.
2:21.
Guys, well, thank you for coming and surprising Dad.
Thank you, guys.
You guys had great questions, okay?
Hey, sister, well, I know we took a little bit of a break right now just to kind of thank the kids and kind of get them out there. So thank you for bringing them on, preparing them with these questions.
I hope you were surprised. They wanted to come and show support. And again, because the Mac Effect is being filmed many times with our kids, you know, in the background.
Yeah.
And that's something that the viewers don't get to see. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be a pleasant surprise to come and say hello to everyone.
Yeah.
But also show the truthfulness behind this podcast.
Absolutely. And I'm glad they got to witness it too, in the sense of like, it's chaotic. It's not easy. It's not like, you know, could we have had the segment perfect and better structured and better this? Possibly. But when you're dealing with kids, reality hits, and it's like being patient, being still, not moving. That probably is not going to happen. Guys, we're human beings, we're parents, and we know, for me, if you wanted perfection, you're not in the right channel. You want real and raw, and I'm a dad and she's a mom and our kids move, you got it. That's what it is. So
and
thank you
also for that. Because I want them to see, right, like the hard work, the dedication that comes with all that we do. So even I'm not part of the podcast usually, but I have been this whole season, and I thank you again for the opportunity. It's been quite a learning experience, but I like to show them the hard work and dedication to anything that we do.
Absolutely.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that. But now I was thinking that I can ask questions throughout the whole entire season that I've been part of the Mac Effect. We've had a lot of people send in questions. So I have selected a few. And my thought is just to ask you questions. You are free to answer as openly and comfortable as you are. Nothing too, you know, crazy. But since you're used to always asking questions, I thought it was only fair to end the season with questions for you. So I want to start off with one that you tend to always ask throughout every season to the people that you bring on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could give 7-year-old Mike a piece of advice, what would it be?
Dang, we're going to hit inner child already. That one's a little, I don't want to say on the tough side, but it does get me a little bit emotional because I'm in tune to my feelings. Mm-hmm. So people could be like, damn, how does he get emotional so fast? Because I'm in tune. Like, I'm aware of who I'm talking to, what I'm doing. So I'll try my best to not like let it get to me like in tears. But I would tell 7-year-old Mike, to trust yourself, believe in yourself, you are worthy. I think a lot of lack of self-love comes from not thinking you're worthy or not enough. And I would tell him that because it would save us a lot of, like I would dare to do things. I would dare to, like, no me diera vergüenza. You know, people laughing at you was something that was so shameful and embarrassing, and I would hold back from doing things just because of the fear of that. So I would tell Mike that just because I know that that would have shaped his heart a lot different in a healthier way.
And I guess what comes to mind for me is it's going to be okay, little Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Just keep swimming and it's going to work out.
Absolutely.
And here you are.
Absolutely.
So thank you for being honest and open about that.
Yeah And I'm telling you, I can go deeper in it and cry in front of you guys, but well, let's keep it superficial right now and keep going with these questions. I love it.
Okay, so in one of the episodes you mentioned, and this was actually sent to me by one of my friends, you mentioned that it wasn't until Jordan came into your life that something clicked in, like, your maturity and your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it that happened until Jordan's birth that helped you kind of get to a level or a journey of growth?
I think it was the fact that he's a boy. I think because I had my daughters, it was tea parties, it was dress ups, it was Genevieve crying, my puppy said no. My puppy said no. Because all she wanted to do was wear dresses everywhere and all the time and everything. And it was something that was not, how can I say, not new, because I was learning it through Jayla and then I learned it with Genevieve. But with Jordan, it was, you're raising a man. And mm-hmm. now it became a reflection of me. Now it became, the girls are going to be mom, but who is this young man going to be? And I think because I was just starting my healing journey around that time too, it really hit me to the sense of like, be the dad you wished little Mike would have had. And I mm-hmm. think that's when it started clicking to like, start opening your mind to healing, to understanding why you react this way. Because when men, let's keep it real, when we get angry, anger is a secondary emotion. That means something happened first, but we protect it or cover it with anger because we don't want to touch the first one. We felt disrespected. We felt neglected. We felt we weren't loved, but we cover it with anger. Ay, hazte pa allá. No quiero hablar de eso. And that was me. And that started like, oh, I want my son to know how to handle his feelings, you know? So that's what kind of clicked it for me.
Which is very important to be aware of, again, emotional intelligence.
100%. I mean, I wish I would have done it sooner with the girls, but for whatever reason, it's not about what could have happened. We're here now. At the end of the day, I give glory and thanks to God that it started now.
Awesome. And I just want to clarify, the questions are in no particular order.
Okay.
A misconception people have of you.
A misconception people have of me. Because of my healing journey, I really don't care if people have misconceptions of me. I used to care a lot that people understood that I married someone out of love, out of realness, out of sacrifice of like, I have to sacrifice. The man has to be the main sacrificer in a relationship, if that makes sense. Or if I even pronounced it right, I don't even know if sacrificer is a word, but like
sacrifice,
like you have to be the first, the one that's always sacrificing above all. But I don't know, I guess through my healing, it makes me sad now. I don't want to try to clean it up or clarify. This is why you think of me. Let me show you proof why you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But I think through my healing, it's been really cool to just kind of let that part go. And I kind of want to flip that question more to like, rather than the misconception people have of me, I'd rather say, talk to me. You make your
assumption
or assessment on me after you deal with me directly, not just what you hear or what people tell you. That makes sense?
No, totally. And I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's the beauty of healing though. You see what I'm saying? Cause like you would have asked me this question 2-3 years ago, or maybe longer than that. That would have been something I would have said right away. Oh, I want to make sure people know that this and this and this and this. But it's like, I'm healed. It sucks that they think these things, but I know I'm not. So we keep moving.
And again, that's one of the reasons why I thought of the season ending with questions, because I'm trying to also show how every topic that we covered is a reflection of where our mindset is at.
Yeah.
Like 100. The growth that you've done in your life.
Yep.
Okay. So let's keep on going down through the list of questions. Okay, so this one I received a lot. Again, to the level of your comfort, with everything that is being said about you and out in the media, why do you remain silent?
Yeah. I take time in answering questions because, like, it's not because I'm lying or trying to think of the lie or a lie. I'm trying to make sure I answer it in a emotional intelligent state. Reactive doesn't mean you're doing it correctly. So I just share that right away because I'm just the type of person, maybe with time I'll get smarter or something where I can answer quicker. But in the meantime, I just process. But number one, it's because I want to give myself time to process my emotions. Number two, I have my kids to worry about. I want to make sure that they see a man, a real man, a man that protects his family, that protects his loved ones. But at no point, I want to be clear too that silence doesn't mean, don't mistake it as I'm weak or a sign of weakness. I can definitely mention a lot of things and unreveal and all these things. But again, it's not my one. I feel like God tells me it's not my place. And number two, if people want to have a misconception, makes me sad, get to know me. But that's why I don't speak, because God tells me not to. God tells me to protect my family. And then God even tells me, even for myself, this falls for me too. The truth comes out by itself. Your character reveals who you are. Your actions reveal who you are. You're going to know the person by how they're behaving. So you guys are going to see if it's me, if it's you, if it's them, if it's us. True character comes out. So that's why I stay quiet.
And I do want to just say, like, my respects, because I'm one of the persons that has always mentioned, like, you always have to think about your kids. So yeah. My support and my respects to you, because although it's not easy sometimes, even as a family member, it's best that we always hold ourselves to a standard for the little ones. And yeah, that's the most important part.
I want to be clear about something, and just 100% honest and transparent with you guys. My sister's my witness, but this is what I share with you guys, very vulnerable, very open. Like, there has been times where I hear something and I'm like, I want to go and clarify it and I want to show the proof. But I stop, I call her, and I tell her. I don't tell the world. I process my feelings with her, with my mentor, with my counselor. This happened and this and this and this. And at that moment, I am acting out of emotion, out of whatever. But I go to them because I trust them that they're going to guide me, calm me down, and then bring me back to the focus where God says, no, doesn't matter. So do I fail? Yes, I fail. But I'd rather fail in private with people that I trust than then say something on social media live on a YouTube or whatever, and then it's stuck out there and I can't take that one back. But I trust the people around me. Don't judge me for the way that I feel, and help me to understand, chill, let it go, let God, and we move. So does it hurt? Yeah, but God helps people around me to work out the muscles of learning to let it go.
Amen. So I know that also on the podcast, you've shared a lot that the podcast has been one of your dreams that you're living through, right? Currently growing and bringing in new interviews or whatnot, right? What are other dreams that you have or projects that you would like in the future to look into and pursue?
Well, the podcast is definitely a dream, because the podcast has helped me discover something about me. I'm a talker. I'm a communicator. I'm a person that loves to connect with people and connect in a level of deepness, not just superficial. How are you? Good. Good. I like to know when people are like, I'm going through a rough one, I really hate life right now. And it's like, all right, cool. Like, you're raw. You're genuine. You're real. And I have visions and goals for the podcast. Absolutely. I have guests that I want to interview. I love hearing people's stories, man. Mm-hmm. I genuinely love hearing people's stories because they're so good. Like, you could just see the goodness of God behind people's lives. I want to one day write a book. God has prophesied over my life, books and plural. I don't see it. I don't believe it, but I don't do what I want. I do what God tells me, and I believe, and I'm declaring, I'm pushing myself kind of back to the 7-year-old Mike, right? Where he doesn't believe. Now I'm stepping into uncharted territory, but books and when those are goals for myself. But also goals for my family. I want stability. I want them to see a dad that they can admire, look up to, and for them to always know dad's just right there, like either a phone call away, around the corner, right behind. He has my back. Even when they're alone in school, I want them to know, I know for a fact my dad has my back. And to me, that's such a fulfilling purpose to have.
Great. That's great. And again, it's trusting God, right? Like trusting God that if he has seen you through this growth, 6 seasons, I'm sure the books will follow in the future at his timing.
Amen.
The best piece of advice you've received.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, but the first one that comes to the back of my head goes back to my healing process. I hate it, but now I'm loving it, and I love it. That's an expectation.
Thank you, Tanya.
Yeah. That's something that even till today, you still tell me that's an expectation. And it's like, and I remember this past week, you said something too, and I said, that's an expectation. And I'm sure your flesh hates it. It's just like, ugh, I hate that. But the reality is I love it because it brings your shift back to that is an expectation you have on someone. Let it go, because the only one you should have expectations on is yourself. Mm-hmm. So it again, it's one that, like I said, you like hate it, but it's so good for you. It's like so healthy for you.
So the best piece of advice you're saying is to not have expectation on others' behaviors and way of being.
Yeah. I mean, that's one. You know, can we go into many and several more? Absolutely. But the one that's a constant in my workout regimen mentally is expectations. 100%. Don't have expectations on other people. Don't do things because you're expecting. Don't do this because you think. Expectations is what steals the joy. It's what steals the love away from situations. You do because that's who you are, not because you're expecting.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So on that note, we also went over the red flags episode. So I did receive this one right after that aired. What is a red flag you would not overlook now that you have in the past?
Yeah. Gaslighting. I just won't overlook that anymore. I think my heart has healed enough to understand, to not fall for this lie of it being flipped back to you, or you're wrong for thinking the way that you're thinking, you're judgmental, because it goes back to even when I used to get upset about things. Gaslighting is the same thing as when I used to get upset about things. Like, why would you ask that question? Or you know how I said anger is a secondary emotion? Mm-hmm. I almost want to say gaslighting is a secondary emotion. They're covering up something. So gaslighting for sure is something that I will not tolerate anymore. And it's sad because now that I'm healing, dude, I see it like so clear and so vivid. But because I'm still healing, it's still kind of a challenge to kind of like break free from it. But I'm in the process. Like I'm in the process of like debunking all those mental disorders and healing. So 100%. I just really dislike gaslighting.
And on that note also, what started the healing journey? Like there was a point, what was that starting point for you?
I mean, I've been in my healing journey for a long time. But I think God has shown me your healing journey is going to be a lifetime, because we're always growing, we're always developing, we're always transforming and changing. But what really, for me, as far as the gaslighting healing goes, was it is not right to play with people's feelings. that's what really got it to the point where it was like, nah. And I'm not just talking me, I'm talking anyone in general. It's not cool to play with people's feelings, because the reality is hearts matter, people matter. And it's just not cool to play with people's feelings. Not cool at all.
Definitely. So when life gets hard and it's hard to have hope, what helps you stay motivated?
Yeah.
Or keep going?
Man, I don't know how people do it not having a fundamental faith in the Lord. I genuinely ask myself the question, what do people look up to when they're going through hard times and they don't have a relationship with the Lord? Like, what strengthens them? Fundamentally, it has to be God. And then after that, God starts showing me things like, you have a daughter that's looking up to you. Mm-hmm. You have a son. You have sons that need their dad. And both of them are so different. One of them's sporty. The other one's more musically inclined. And one of them's in territory that I'm very comfortable with, which is sports. And another one's in music, where I'm definitely not comfortable in that area. But God's like, you got to guide them. So them, my family, like, God really finds ways to remind you your life's not yours. There's so many else things around you. Like I shared with you the other day too, sister, the weekends I don't have my kids, Abby is a ray of sunshine. A ray of sunshine that helps me. Now, she doesn't replace my kids, but she gives me that one little, I love you, Nino. She makes me a card when I'm missing the heck out of my kids. Again, she doesn't replace them, but it's that little something that just helps to keep moving. So,
amen. Yeah. So, how are you doing with these questions? Do you need to take a little breather? You okay?
They're good. They're good, sister. Well prepared.
Hey, awesome.
Guys, kudos. Shout out in the comments. Good job to the host. The takeover. I appreciate it. Takes a little bit of stress. I didn't plan. I didn't have to organize. I didn't have to structure. This was her job. But nevertheless,
it is still fun, though, to kind of like take control a little bit and, you know, give you that break. But, yeah. You know, also honor the audience's questions, because we want them to know that we acknowledge the effort, that your questions are not being ignored. We're just trying to obviously take the opportunity to finalize the season with questions and answers.
Thank you.
From the host. So one of the other questions that was very popular, challenges in co-parenting. What advice would you give a individual that's dealing with navigating? I know we went through it in an episode slightly, but based on your experience, on the most positive perspective possible, what would be a piece of advice that can support someone through adjusting to the co-parenting?
Yeah, obviously, new territory, right? It's a new chapter. It's something you've never dealt with before in the past. A lot of pride, a lot of ego gets in the way. Ultimately, you can't change the situation. So the best thing to do is trust the process. Do what's right for your kids. Always have them priority. I understand your flesh, your mind, your, I want this, I want that. Learn to have priority your kids. And I think when you have them as the priority, everything else is second. Easier said than done, probably. But trust me, it's so much better when you're really just focusing on their little hearts. Because, I don't know, for me, they're the ones that matter the most.
Definitely. I agree. So prioritizing your children.
Mm-hmm. Self-healing yourself, because then all those little things, you end up realizing they don't really matter and your kids matter. So it's crazy, but it's like when you're working out, like all you really start noticing these things, you know? So I don't know if that made sense, that last little, but it's a little gimme that I'm trying to give you guys.
Another question that I received was asking if your divorce is finalized. Again, I don't know if they were trying to like hit on you for a minute there, but they're wanting to know if you are officially on the market.
Is that what it is? To know if I'm in the market? The divorce is not finalized. We're still in the middle of the process. I want it to be finalized, to be honest with you. I definitely want to finish it. But, yeah, it's not finalized. And as far as the market goes, I will more than happy let you guys know when the market becomes available. But right now, God, and I actually shared this the other day on my Instagram post because someone did ask me a similar question. And my focus right now is my kids. I think a relationship would bring distraction, will not allow me to truly heal. So I think being alone is a very important part in this process.
I agree. I agree. And I support that. That's definitely my reasoning and what I advise him as well. So as we are concluding this episode, I do want to say thank you again for bringing me on. It was a pleasure to share my two senses. I hope that anything and everything I shared, it was with true love and constructive intention. I do pray blessings over your podcast, thank over you. Your dreams. And I do want to say that again, I'm very proud of you. I don't know if what God has for you or what other doors he's going to open. But for the meantime, we have to just soak it all up. And I am truly, truly honored and blessed to have been part of this season, which was such a great learning experience. It was humbling in different manners as well. But as we end up, you know, concluding this episode, what can we expect for next season? What surprises? What are the projects, interviews planned?
Yeah. So as we continue to grow, it's once again, for me, what's different and new about next season is that we are constantly learning different stories from different people. We're not just talking one particular subject. If you guys look at my past episodes, we talk about the loss of a child. I don't know that feeling, but I wanted to bring that story because I know a lot of us can connect when it comes to that. We talk about marriages. We talk about connections and emotional intelligence. And not only does that carry on in the growth for the next seasons, but the interviews become super cool. Like, I want to have conversations with people that are totally far from the same belief that I have. Because it's, for me, it's just beautiful to be able to have a dialogue. I don't have to agree with you, but you're going to respect me. I'm going to respect you. And it's okay to rightfully disagree. And we just keep moving forward. So I expect a little bit more on challenging conversations, but at the same time, a space where love and harmony takes place, you know? So yeah, that and that's just a little bit. I kind of would wish I could share like visions as far as like goals and expectations, and maybe I will. Just right now, I just feel like kind of giving you guys that little details as far as the emotional growth and development of where the podcast is going.
Awesome. Great. Well, I'm excited. I know a couple of interviews are already in the works.
Yes.
Great professionals, great individuals, great stories. So I'm excited.
Thank you.
Again, thank you for having me. I'm going to miss everyone, but I am only a phone call or a text message or an email away.
Yeah, DM away.
Absolutely. I do really want to emphasize the thank yous to everyone that's supportive, that's sharing, that's commenting. That means the world. Again, as an outsider, you don't really comprehend the significance of it, right? Until you're kind of like in the mix. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing that I walk away with, like the value of each and every like, comment, and shared video is greatly appreciated because you're supporting God's plan, God's work, and a dream. And that's right. So for that, I am very thankful for everyone that's supporting my brother. Keep continuing to send over your prayers. Because the intention here is that to continue to grow, to develop, to hold ourselves accountable, to be better individuals. So I can be a better mom and he can be a better man, a better dad, and a better person. That's all the intention. And so thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for all the love and support. I know she said it, but I say it too, because it's in the bottom depths of my heart. Sister, thank you for this walk, for being in this entire season 6. It's emotionally exhausting. It is definitely, it takes up your time, your schedule. It's not easy. Your weekends are taken up because we tend to do this when we don't have the kids. And for you to sacrifice your Sundays, you're not getting paid. I'm not paying you. Like, we're not there yet. But nevertheless, the investment in me, super, super grateful, appreciative. This isn't the end. You know, I don't know what God wants to do. I just knew this was a shift God wanted for season 6. If and when we do bring you back, I don't know if you'll be a permanent host. That's where a vision is kind of seen. But we'll see whatever God wants to do. But I'm super grateful, super thankful, because I'm even thankful with Abby, because Abby had to sacrifice her mom a bit so that this can get done. And nevertheless, my heart's just filled with gratitude because of all the likes, all the comments, all the shares. I ask you guys on a week in, week out basis to comment, like, subscribe, and you guys do. I don't know. I'm grateful. I'm hopeful. I am believing in the baby steps that God wants us to be in. And I see this somewhere bigger in the future, and mm-hmm. I can't wait to get there. But in the meantime, God also says, enjoy the process. So
yes.
With that being said, guys, thank you for walking through the entire season 6. Sister, thank you for being part of season 6. And we leave it in God's hands.
Good job. Keep it up.
We leave it in God's hands.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Mac Effect. Season 6 is a wrap.